I think if it's only the advisors deployed and absent any other external variable, then it will not work. What we need for this military advisory deployment to be the leverage to now get the appropriately trained special forces from qualified African states on the ground in the theater of operations so that the chances for targeting and apprehending or otherwise taking Joseph Kony out of the battlefield have a better chance of success. At this point, Uganda, as you know, has redeployed a substantial amount of its forces, a vast majority of the forces that they had in the LRA fight, either to Somalia or for domestic security issues inside Uganda. So we have a real serious imbalance between the intention of the U.S. forces and the reality of the lack of a partner on the ground that has the capacity to really undertake the hunt for Kony.
Besides Uganda, what countries do you think could lend a hand?
Well, I think what needs to be done is for the U.S. military, which has extensive ties with a number of African militaries, to make the assessment of what special forces capacities are most relevant to the work that they want to get done in the fight against the LRA, and then approach those countries. Now that we have skin in the game, now that the U.S. actually has boots on the ground, as they say, we can, I think, have much greater credibility in leveraging those African states to say, let's get the right troops on the ground. Now, if that's Uganda, that's great. I mean, we just need to restore Uganda's enthusiasm for the battle. That would be fine. Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya's out of the game because of Somalia right now. Rwanda, you know, it requires a real look at who has that experience in conducting counterinsurgency operations and the training and the troops to be able to deploy. And really, we're not talking about thousands and thousands of troops. We need, most importantly, special forces units that can undertake specialized operations in the search for Joseph Kony and some of the leadership of the LRA.
Now, the last we heard was that the LRA had broken up into about a dozen or so small groups, 2-3-man groups terrorizing the Eastern DRC, etc. How much more difficult is it to track down a number of small groups?
Well, I think that's exactly the wrong way to go about it. I don't think we should be undertaking a war of attrition with every single LRA unit, and we really don't know how many there are because there are claims of attacks in a number of different places that would make the numbers of units much higher than 12. So I feel that, and I think a lot of people share this, is that this is like UNITA in Angola, where Savimbi was a dominant figure. This is like Foti Sanko in the RUF in Sierra Leone, where Sanko was a dominant figure, and once they were taken out of the game, Sanko and Savimbi, their organizations crumbled. And I think the same is true of Kony, and I think that there needs to be a real focused effort. I mean, the news headlines every month reveals another either terrorist or war criminal being apprehended or otherwise taken out of the game. And I think Joseph Kony should be on that list, and we need to go after the leadership and not be fighting child soldiers all over Central Africa. We need to go after the source of it and end it.
What do you think it would mean for the civilian population if they got Kony either dead or alive?
I think there would residual elements as sort of gangs would still be out there, and then it would be basically a criminal justice issue, a cleanup operation. But I think that the threat, the vast threat that exists now, particularly to children, but communities all over Central Africa and 3 countries and potentially a 4th one if they go back to Uganda, the threat diminishes tremendously because the organization will break up. In general, the threat level will vastly reduce. There are still huge problems in those regions, but I think the biggest threat, especially to kids in Central Africa, would be removed.